WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 641. It is the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. Hunter's still under the weather, so doing this show without him. With that said, let's keep the show moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew going to get you taken care of, get you back on the road quickly and safely. So just take it to AIR, all right? You dummy, do it. Oh, let's talk about Brian May. Brian May of Queen revealed that he tested positive for COVID after attending a birthday party earlier this month. May posted a photo of his positive test and a couple of videos describing what he went through. He wrote, quote, "It has been a truly horrible few days, but I'm okay, and I will tell the tale. Please take extra care out there, good folks. This thing is incredibly transmissible." May added in the video that he and his wife, Anita, have been living in, quote, hermit-like way for the past 20 months, but decided to go to a birthday lunch because, quote, "Everybody's going to be triple jabbed. Everybody's going to be there with one of these tests, which says you'll be negative on the morning." He added, quote, "It seemed like a safe situation. You may have your negative test, so what could possibly go wrong? The new variant seems to be so incredibly transmissible that not even sure it would have been safe. This thing is spreading as much at such an alarming rate." May also had a message for the fans that haven't gotten vaccinated. He said, quote, "This is not the response my body would have made on its own. It's making this response because I've had three Pfizer jabs, and I beg you and implore you to go and get jabbed if you're not already, because you need the help." Which he's an older guy, probably a little bit more at risk with his age. I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad that he's feeling much better. That's scary stuff. And, you know, anytime you see that, it's with anyone. Glad he's okay. Glad that he's feeling better. So Brian May had COVID, no longer has it, and is back to feeling better, probably playing his music and doing what he's doing. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, December 20th, 1975, Joe Walsh officially joined the Eagles, replacing original member Bernie Leadon. Leadon left for a solo career. I think that just amped up the Eagles, in my opinion. Joe Walsh, amazing guitarist. Obviously, he had a great career with the James Gang. He had solo stuff. And then, you know, joining the Eagles just added to their music producing value, right? And you look at the Eagles before Joe Walsh, and yeah, they were great. But then after Joe Walsh, it's like, damn, you know, in my opinion, in my humble opinion about Joe Walsh and the Eagles. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.